This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugappa. PM Modi is the first Indian Prime Minister who has landed in Poland after 45 years. Morarji Desai was the last Indian Prime Minister to visit Poland in 1979. India and Poland are celebrating the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations. In a departure statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Poland is a key economic partner in Central Europe. He said India and Poland's mutual commitment to democracy and pluralism further reinforces relationship between the two nations. The Prime Minister said he will be visiting Ukraine at the invitation of President Volodymyr Zelensky, and this is the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine. He said he is looking forward to the opportunity to build upon earlier conversations with President Zelensky on strengthening bilateral cooperation and shared perspectives on peaceful resolution of the ongoing Ukraine conflict. He further hoped for an early return of peace and stability in the region. All the four criminals who escaped from the judicial jail in Namsai district have been rearrested. Arjun Kanda and Robin Surin were arrested on Monday from Piyong Kachari area, while Mineswar Dihingia was arrested in the early hours of Tuesday from Boghamur, all within Namsai district. The fourth one, Gopal Munda, was hiding till this morning, but around 2:30 a.m. this morning, Munda was also arrested from his hideout at Namsai, said Namsai SP Sangye Thinlay. All the four jailbreakers did not resist during their rearrest, the SP said. He also said that Mineswar Dihingia was hiding in a paddy storage room despite knowing that the police were raiding his house. He was made to surrender at gunpoint. The SP also said that during their escape from the jail, the four criminals got separated and entered uninhabited jungle areas and then fled to different directions. The Supreme Court has ordered immediate removal from all social media platforms of any references to the name, photos and video clips of Kolkata rape and murder victim. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur gave the directions while hearing the case regarding the alleged rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata's R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, participated in the one-day state-level workshop on model guidelines with respect to support persons as per Section 39 of POKSO Act 2012 in Arunachal Pradesh, in Itanagar today. The governor, while expressing his pain about recent POKSO cases in the state, said that it is the obligatory duty of all the people of the state to prevent sexual offences being perpetrated to children in the state. The governor suggested that the stakeholders must raise awareness amongst parents, teachers and community leaders, tackle root cause of child exploitation, ensure that every child has access to safe spaces and foster a culture of zero tolerance towards any form of violence against children. PHE and Water Supply Minister Mama Natung on Tuesday met Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil at his office in New Delhi and urged him to release the pending central government share of 457.59 crore rupees under JJM. Natung also urged the union minister to consider providing 60.79 crore rupees under the support activity and water quality monitoring and surveillance component as envisaged in the guidelines. Meanwhile, the union minister assured Natung to release the pending amount and the additional 60.79 crore rupees as sought within 2 months. During the visit, Natung was accompanied by Separ East MLA, Iling Talam, State PHE NWS Commissioner Pawan Kumar Sen. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will be on a four-day visit to the U.S. from 23rd August. During the visit, Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his U.S. counterpart, Secretary Austin. The Defense Ministry said that the visit comes in the backdrop of the growing momentum in India-U.S. relations and defense engagements at multiple levels. The visit is expected to further deepen and broaden the India-U.S. comprehensive global strategic partnership. Singh will chair a high-level roundtable meeting with the U.S. defense industry on the ongoing and future defense collaborations. The Academic Board of Adibane Kabang on Tuesday organized its annual Excellence Award 2024's function to honor the community achievers in different fields, including toppers of board examinations in Pasighat. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.